This is 88.9 FM. I'm Jill Roberts. New eyes will be keeping a lookout on Lake Okeechobee should harmful algae levels return.
Okay, so this device here is our sea prism. The device itself is up on the arm.
Dr. Jim Sullivan is the interim executive director at FAU's Harbor Branch Oceanographic Institute in Fort Pierce.
And what it does is it'll track up and try to find the sun. That's the first measurement it takes. After that, it'll swing around and take a shot of the water, and that's the information that we ultimately want, is that color information coming off the water. And it'll also take a measurement of the color of the atmosphere. Putting all those measurements together gives us the type of spectra we need to do the detection work for blue-green algae and harmful algae in the lake where this is going to be deployed.
Harbor Branch has partnered with NASA for the kind of Star Wars-looking device. It resembles a pipe that can swivel, mounted on a pole and wired to a waterproof box, almost like the electric meter on the side of a home. On that box is a solar panel that powers the sea prism. Tim Moore, a researcher with the University of New Hampshire, calls it the Swiss Army knife of instruments.
These blooms kind of can develop very quickly, so you need that continuous observation. So if you're going out in a boat, it's hard to hit it every time, but when you have something just looking at it constantly, you really catch, you know, the bloom development and also when the bloom goes away. So these are all important things to know.
The sea prism also helps NASA calibrate its satellites by confirming what the satellite sees from space or not confirming it. While NASA's budget may seem to be a long way from Lake Okeechobee, Harbor Branch's Jim Sullivan says it's not really.
NASA, most people think it's all spacecraft and going to Mars or putting up rockets. NASA is heavily involved in water quality, so it's actually an important thing to them, and they sponsor and fund a lot of research that is directly applicable to keeping water quality and understanding how we can improve water quality and water management. So it's a big thing for NASA.
Clean water is also a big thing for coastal residents of the Sunshine State who've had to deal with the toxic algae as it's released from Lake Okeechobee. Information gathered from the sea prism will add another layer to research efforts. Researcher Tim Moore monitors one placed in Lake Erie, which has also experienced the algae blooms.
Prior to these instruments, this particular one and the one in Lake Erie, they've had these instruments around coastal sites, but looking at different parts of the spectrum of light coming off of the water. But these blooms and lakes impact a part of the spectrum that wasn't really monitored in the previous versions. So we've added new spectral channels to look at those parts where the algae, the harmful algal blooms impact. And so that's the new added feature to this instrument.
If you think all of this sounds really cool, then Harbor Branch's Jim Sullivan has great news for you. You can log on and see the data that the Sea Prism logs.
You absolutely can. So it's going to be on a NASA website. It's part of the AeroNet program. Any person with a public computer and access to the internet can find this data. So it is not restricted. It's shared by all of us.
Weather permitting, the Sea Prism will be placed in Lake Okeechobee the week of June 11th. Information should be available soon thereafter. We'll have a picture of the Sea Prism on our website, wqcs.org. I'm Jill Roberts, 88.9 FM.